mention names of Terry's name?
Cool, okay.
Okay, and then they, toothpaste comes in a... Do you ever remember a makeshift lamp or torch that people used to make with a can or a bottle? It's just like maybe a rag in it. Did you ever go down to the river much when you were young?
Well, I have gone down there.
What kind of boats do they have down there?
They used to have a little old boat that called a skiff.
Uh-huh.
It didn't have a top. And somebody with oars would row that boat.
If they just built a boat and they're going to put it down in the water, they say now they're going to
row the boat.
They just built it. And they're going to put it in the water for the first time. They might say they're going to. Another word, launch?
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes use that with a rocket.
Mm-hmm.
How would you pronounce that?
L-A-U-N-C-H.
Yeah.
I'd say launch.
Okay. And if you were talking about the a woman doing her getting ready to do some cooking, she might put something on over her dress.
Oh, an apron.
Yeah. And what would you call this?
What I call this?
Yeah.
That's a pin.
All right, and something you use to keep a baby's diaper on.
Safety pin.
Okay. And over a man's shirt, he might wear on a cold day. If he's going out on a cold day, he might put
that's
on
a vest. Yeah. You mean a vest?
All right, and then something you might put over a vest.
Oh, coat.
Did you ever call a vest anything other than that?
I never heard you call it.
What do you call these?
Trousers.
All right. And when you have a coat and trousers that match, and if it's not an old one, you say it's just bought it, it'd be a brand.
Yeah.
And if a collar is too large, if a collar wasn't sanitized, you know, and it was washed, it might
shrink.
Or another, you know, another expression to that?
I never heard it.
Okay. What would be the past tense of shrink?
Shrink.
Okay.
Shrink, shrink, shrunk.
Okay. Okay, now how about, you ever hear draw up?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I hear you.
You never used that. Okay. And it's something a woman might wear on her wrist.
Bracelet.
All right. And then something you might carry coins in.
Purse.
And then something a man might use to hold up his trousers.
Suspenders.
Remember them? Ever call anything else?
Yeah. Galluses, that's certain called galluses.
Right. Okay. And then something you might open up on a rainy day.
Umbrella.
Right. And on a bed, something that goes across, the last thing you put on a bed.
Well, some call them spreads and others call them counterpanes.
It's the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Now, something you rest your head on. Okay.
Rest your head. Pillow.
And a large one that might, you know, a long one.
Bolster.
Yeah. You wouldn't say that goes part way across the bed. You'd say that
it goes all the way. My grandmother used those, I remember.
Is that right?
Yeah, bolster. Bolster cases and coffee.
Did they have blankets on their bed, or did they have something else?
They used quilts.
Okay, now how are those made?
My grandmother made her. She would piece some thick scraps and of cloth and put those scraps together and piece them. And she had something called quilting frames. And after she had pieced the quilt, after it was large enough, she would put these quilting frames up. They were four corner, wooden.